My, 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 that'll get you going, won't it? Thanks, God. Wish I could move like that, I tell you. Inside, I do. It, just the outward body just don't want to cooperate sometimes like that. Jump for joy, amen. God is so gracious and so good. Good to see you this morning. Aren't you glad to be in church on the first Sunday of the brand new year? 2019, looking forward to great blessings in God. Amen. Praise the Lord. No telling what God is going to do. If you have your Bibles this morning, go with us to the book of St. Matthew. And to the teachings of Jesus. Amen. I love the word of the Lord. I love His words. I love His teaching. I love His presentation. And it's just so encouraging to read the words of Christ our Lord. Into Matthew, the 6th chapter, beginning with verse number 24. Thank you for standing the reading of God's precious word this morning. Matthew chapter number 6, beginning with verse number 24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Can we bow our heads in prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful, God, for your mercy, for your grace, for your love, for the opportunity that we have together here this morning. God, I thank you for each and every person that's here, every home that is represented. Father, we pray the leadership of the Holy Ghost this morning, God, that you would anoint your messenger, God, anoint these lips of clay. God is nothing more than a vessel and an oracle, that you may speak to our hearts and our spirit this morning. God, we do remember those who are sick and afflicted, praying, God, that you would touch them and anoint their bodies. God bless those who are traveling to keep them safe. And Father, we pray, God, for those many, many souls who are lost and undone today. God, I pray for a revival in this land. Pray, God, that you would prick and convict souls, God, and bring them to an old-fashioned altar of repentance. Father, again, Lord, we ask, God, the leadership of your spirit. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Turn to your neighbor. Give them a great big old hug and smile or love them. You may be seated. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes I think we don't follow up enough on love. We just say, I love you. Amen. Sometimes I think we really need to show it as God has shown His love to us. Today may be a little unusual in my presentation. I just exactly don't know how God wants me to present this morning, but I have not been able to get anything else off of my mind this week as I was reading this particular passage of Scripture, the words of Christ, and have heard and read and heard ministers speak and teachers teach on this, on the Beatitudes and the Sermon on the Mount and the wonderful words of Christ. And sometimes I think we just need to stop and analyze the words of Jesus and let them sink deep into our heart, into our spirit, as I tried to do this week. So I'm going to just deliver to you what God has laid upon my heart in the form of a message. And if I had a message title, it would be Consider the Lilies. Consider the Lilies. Consider, Webster tells us, means to reflect on or to study. And I think sometimes we read the word of the Lord, and I probably am more to blame than anybody, and sometimes maybe we don't stop and just really dig into the deepness of God's word and exactly what the Lord Jesus is telling us and telling this particular audience as He has their attention. He begins to minister to them and tells them that, you know, you cannot serve God in money. You can't serve God in riches. You have to either pick or choose. And I was thinking this week that if God was an employer and He was looking for employees in the form of followers or children of God, I would assume that he would tell you that he has no part-time positions open. Amen. That's just my thought. Because he doesn't want part-time Christians. Amen. 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 And, you know, many, many times, that's what he gets, is part-time Christians. You know, you can't be half-saved. Amen. You're either saved or you're lost. You can't be half-saved. I don't think you can be half-committed to Christ. To be half-committed is not to be committed at all. And I believe that God is looking for a people. I believe God is looking for a church. And I believe and I pray that I am a part of that church. Not First Pentecostal, but a part of that church of born-again believers. Amen. Blood-washed, as Sister Penny was talking about. Even though we was unworthy, yet he thought us worthy. Even though that we were lost, amen, he sought us, he found us, and he regenerated his spirit. Amen. And it lives and is alive and well in us today. And I'm very thankful for that. But I believe that God is looking for a church, amen, that is sold out to the world, amen, and in tune to the Spirit of God and to his will. And his will that should supersede everybody's will. So I want to pause and reflect or study. It is said that the lily symbolizes a life of beautiful deeds. Now I want you to think about as I'm reading this, how Jesus was presenting this. He was not just bumping his gums. He was not just talking to fill up space and time. Everything that proceeded out of the mouth of Christ was for the benefit of the people. Amen. Instruction, comfort, solace, all of these wonderful things that Christ began to put into his words and put into his presentation. And here he's symbolizing the lilies. And this is what stuck out most in my mind. There's so many wonderful things here. But I began to, he said, consider the lilies. Not just think about them, but consider the lilies. And I began to look at the lilies. And it said basically at that particular time in Christ's life, they were found in pastures and fields. Now listen to this and see if this don't bless you. They were found in pastures and fields growing among growing among thorns. And it is often said that, you know, during the hardships of everyday life and the things and the turmoils and the problems and the issues that we must endure and persevere, it is very, very hard to grow spiritually. I beg to differ. If the Lord used the analogy that to consider the lilies, he gave them everything they needed. He said they don't have to toil. They don't have to spin. They don't have to work for it. I will provide it for them. All I'm asking them is just to be a lily. And I'm going to read some more characteristics of the lily, but I want you to sink. I want you to let that sink in this morning. That they were growing and found to be nourishing and actually very productive in and amongst the thorns. We don't like thorns. We don't like issues. We don't like problems. We don't like persecution. But if we receive what God is giving us, if we'll let him minister to us, we can grow among the thorns. We can grow among the stress. We can grow even during anxiety. We can grow when persecution is around us. We can grow when the market is at all-time low. It doesn't matter, because everything that we need is provided by our Heavenly Father. All he's asking us to do is just to grow and be fruitful. Amen. And be receptive of what he gives us. The spiritual rain. The wonderful sunshine. All of those things that were needed. So you don't have to work for them. You don't have to toil for them. You don't have to spend for them. I'm going to provide that. You just be a lily. Consider that lily. It was so much at home in the valley, the lily was, that it was designated the lily of the valley. Not the lily of the mountain, not the lily of the mountaintop, not the lily of everything going right, but the lily of the valley.
Not only was it productive, not only was it beautiful, not only was it growing in the midst of thorns, but you place it in the lowest of the valleys and it still be a lily. Amen. It still be beautiful. It still be productive. Do you see the parallel? Do you see the symbolism? Jesus wasn't just mentioning an ordinary flower. He knew the characteristics of a lily. A lily can thrive in hardship. A lily can thrive. Amen. When the drought is on. A lily can thrive. It can thrive even when there's an abundance of rain. It is not only beautiful. It is not only sweet smelling. Amen. But it is strong. Amen. It is rooted deep. It comes from a bulb that is planted. The winds can't blow it away. The storms can't drive it away. Do you understand? He was telling us, be as the lily of the valley, and I will supply your every need. I have a Father. Glory to God. And I have a relationship with the Father. It's not going to leave me high and dry. He's not going to leave me in the midst of the valley. He's going to supply my every need. But he needs me to be a lily. He needs me to be productive. And he needs to be, amen, to be solely sold out to him. Glory to God. Even in the valley. Amen. Even in the lowest times. Glory to God. Even when it seems like all hope is gone. Even when it seems like nobody cares. And don't look at me like that, because every one of us have had those feelings. When we think that God doesn't love us. When we think that he doesn't care. Amen. Just be a lily of the valley. God is going to come up. He's going to show up on time. And he's going to bless you. All he's asking you to do is just be a lily. Hallelujah. The lily of the valley is a symbol of sweetness and of pure heart. Glory to God. A full-time Christian needs to be sweet and of a pure heart. We need to be the most understanding people on the face of the earth, as well as the most forgiving, the most understanding, and patient, long-suffering. All of those wonderful characteristics, amen, that Christ exemplified when he walked on this earth. Christ wants us to be as that. Think about the flower that symbolizes of a pure heart and sweetness. And he said, consider the lilies. Reflect on them. Study them. Understand and know what they're about. Amen. And you pattern your life in the same scenario. Be dependent on me. Don't worry about the rain. The rain's coming. Don't worry about the sunshine. Many of us have the last 2 weeks, but the sun will shine again. Thank God this morning it's shining. Amen. But let me tell you about the spiritual darkness in your life. Amen. When it's cloudy day in and day out and you can't seem to see a ray of hope. You can't seem to see that there's a way out at the end of the tunnel. All I'm telling you is just to hold on. Amen. Dig a little deeper into the earth. Dig a little deeper in the deepness of God. Amen. Trust more in him. Glory to God, because help is on the way. Victory is only a prayer away. I believe that with all of my heart. We need to be more dependent on God than we ever have been in our life. No time for part-time Christians. No time for easiness in this world. We need to band together and pray like we've never prayed before. I'm going to tell you why. Because we've lost an entire generation of prayer warriors. They've already gone home to their heavenly reward. Amen. Somebody's got to step up. Somebody's got to be the church. Somebody's got to be the prayer warrior. Somebody's got to be the one, amen, that'll help their neighbor and reach out to one another. There's too much ill feelings in the world today. There's too much things going wrong. It's time for the church to rise up and be the body of Christ that Jesus intended us to be. Consider the lilies. There are many varieties and colors. I understand I'm not a flower person. There was a time every flower to me was a rose, because that's the only flower name that I knew. And early in my dating I learned that yellow roses was the key. Amen. I don't know in your life, but yellow roses is a coverall. Amen. My wife loved and still loves yellow roses. And therefore, I like to present her with yellow roses. And I did that at our prom. I did that on anniversary. I even did that a couple of years ago when I had Trey and the girls bring yellow roses up to Penny. Amen. I may not be the smartest husband in the world, but I've learned many a lesson. Amen. Things go a lot smoother around the house when you spend a little money for some yellow roses. Amen. But I've understood as I begin to look in depth at the lilies that there are many varieties of lilies, many different colors. And each one of them means something and represents something entirely different. A white, I did not know this, a white lily symbolizes modesty and a new beginning. Can I reflect back when there was a new beginning in my life? Amen. When my old sin-stained soul hit the old-fashioned altar of repentance. I may have thought that I was a fine flower. I may have thought that I was very productive. But that night there came a change in my life. Glory to God. How many knows from all of that sin, crimson red, amen, there now shone a white, glorious glow in my life. Not because of me, not because of anything that I did, except I got up out of my pew. I made my way down to an altar. I forgot about who was in the congregation. And I said, Jesus, I'm a sinner. I'm lost and I'm bound for hell. I need you to touch me. I need you to deliver me. I need you to forgive me. God, I'm sorry for every sin that I've committed. I know that I'm sinful. Wash me and make me whole. Praise God. I got up out of that altar a brand new person. Hallelujah. Forgiven. Redeemed. On my way to heaven. Glory to God. Amen. Ready for a life of obedience unto Christ. Consider the lilies. The white. The white represents modesty and a new beginning. How many had a brand new beginning? How many wouldn't go back to the way it was for nothing? Thank God. And Christ, just those three little words, consider the lilies, means so much when you begin to dig into it and understand what the requirements of a lily to be. Dependent totally on God. But then they would grow and they would become beautiful. And we're going to get to something else in just a little bit. The orange would symbolize passion. I pray to God that the church gets passion back in the church. Amen. Amen. Let me tell you how you get passion. You don't just gather and pray. You gather and tarry. Amen. When somebody says, I have a request of prayer, you don't just mention it. You get on your hands and knees and you begin to pray. Amen. Like you've never prayed before. If we want passion in the church, it's going to take sacrifice. The sacrifice of praise. The sacrifice of worship. And the sacrifice of in-depth study of the Word of God. And praying. And praying not only just to be heard, but praying and believing what we're praying for. Amen. If we're praying for healing of cancer, we should not be surprised when the doctor says, I can't find cancer anymore. If we're praying for diabetes, then we should say, Lord, I'm thankful and I'm healed. If we're praying for a headache, amen, we ought to expect that headache to get better. We should be praying with a prayer of faith, amen, with a great expectation of what God's going to give us passion. Amen. There's employers in the world that are looking for people now, they're finding out that it's not all about learning. It's not all about intellect. You give me an employee with passion, I'll teach them how to do their work. But you give me somebody that's excited about it. Amen. And that's why I begin to think that's what Christ is looking for. He's not looking for the brightest. Amen. That's evident when he chose me. Amen. But he's looking for somebody that's got a passion to live for him. He's looking for somebody that's got a passion to lead lost souls to Christ. He's got somebody that's got a passion to see the church grow spiritually, to see us band together, forget about our differences. Forget about our little petty things and join together with a mind made up that we're going to serve God. We're going to be lilies regardless of what happens. So the orange represents passion. Another characteristic, I love this part. It is a sweet smelling plant with a myrrh-like perfume. Hallelujah. Myrrh, where have we heard that? Often associated with frankincense. And you think about this. The lily was just growing out there in the field. Little did people know the wonderful, aromatic, and beautiful characteristics of this little lily. Insignificant, some may say. But yet, the Lord was aware of those lilies. And I'm going to give that lily everything it needs to be productive. Understand what Christ is saying. He's not saying you don't have to pray. He's not saying you don't have to sacrifice. He's not saying you don't have to live for me. He's saying that I am, you just be the lily. I'm going to provide everything you need so that you can grow, so that you can be productive, so that you can be rooted and grounded and settled in my word and in my work. You just be the lily. I'll provide what you need. And let me kind of interpret that. You just be the child of God that He's called you to be. Whether you are orange or white or blue, it doesn't matter. It's still a part of the lily family. It's still a part of the recipients of Christ. Don't look at others and say, I wish He would have made me an orange lily. Be thankful for what God has called you and placed you into the body of Christ, and you be the very best Christian that you possibly can be. Because I'm a firm believer in reading this, everything I need is going to be provided by Him. In fact, one interpretation or one reading says, do not be anxious concerning, where it says, why take ye thought for raiment? Do not be anxious concerning the raiment. Don't be anxious concerning the food, the material things that I'm going to provide. You know, he didn't refer to the Old Testament prophet and the lady with the meal barrel, but he could have. Could have. Many of us would wanted God to fill that meal barrel completely up. But God said, no, I'm just going to make it where it don't run out. I'm going to give you this day your daily bread. No, we want the whole loaf. Come on. Because that's just the way that we are. No, God said, I'm going to give you this day your daily bread. And tomorrow I'm going to give you exactly what you need. And next week, don't you worry about it. You just keep on being the productive Christian that you are. You keep on loving and living for me. Amen. I'll supply your every need. Don't worry about it. Well, what a stress-free world this would be if we wouldn't have to worry about all those material things. Come on, church. Let me tell you something. Material things are not sinful. They're not. Material things are not sinful. I shared with my brother this morning. He's talking about love of money is the root of all evil. I said, you know what? I'm not going to love money anymore. I'm just going to love what money buys. Amen. I got Bible for that, haven't I? Amen. Just as soon as I get it, spend it. Amen. And love what it buys. Amen. But you know what? You can get so worried about material needs that you forget about your spiritual needs. I've talked about the characteristics of lilies. Let me tell you something. This is from the book of Etiology. Found next to the book of Isaiah. Verse 1 and 1. I can almost see us. And we're trying to be the lilies. And the lilies said, you know what? It ain't rained in a few days. I'm worried. I don't know if I'm going to get the nourishment that I need. I don't think you ever heard that from the lilies. The lilies of the valley. Oh, my Lord. I'm thinking about some of us. Why'd He put us in the valley? I want to be on the mountaintop. Now, the lily of the valley, they were just as happy as they could be right there. Growing and productive and doing what lilies do and being subservient unto God and receiving the many things that God supplies for us on a daily basis. Oh, that we could be like that. So dependent on God. The high priest even was compared as he came forth from the sanctuary. The Song of Solomon referred to the lilies of the valley. He even referred to it as the lily that grows among the thorns. So Jesus wasn't just making this up. He was actually using a material thing. He was using something, a substance that grew, and he was applying that to a spiritual walk with him. Oh, to be dependent on him totally and know that God will meet our every need.
Amen.
The various plants that resemble the lily but do not contain the characteristics. Whoa. Let me put it this way. Everything that calls itself a lily ain't a lily. Can I be a little bit more explicit? Everything that calls itself a Christian ain't a Christian. May look like it. May even put off kind of a sweet smelling perfume, but it ain't a lily. When I read that, I said, my Lord. No wonder I couldn't get away from that. This, you know, I fought over that thing. I said, Lord, how many ways can you preach consider the lilies? They even sing songs about it. The church ought to know by now, amen, that if you consider the lilies and how much more God loves you than that lily. But I couldn't get away from it. So I tried to find everything I could that described the lily and all the attributes and the characteristics. And it so is parallel to what God expects us as his children to be. Totally dependent on God. He'll supply everything that we'll need. We don't have to worry about anything else except just being a child of God. And the world will try to mimic, just as the other various plants try to mimic the characteristics of a lily. Some even look like them. Some even smell, but there wasn't a lily. They didn't have the same characteristics. They didn't have that myrrh-like dew that dropped off, or the little rosin or whatever it was that comes. And you know what? These things just grow. Wow, this grew anyway. You didn't have to plant them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It just, you know what? You put, this is what I love. You put one or two in a pasture, in a field, and it wasn't long they had a field full of lilies. Go ye forth and multiply. Amen. That means spiritually too. Glory to God. You know what would be exciting? Not because of a big number, but just lilies started springing up all in the church. Amen. Reaching out, said, oh, come and be a child of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No, there's many that want to be lilies. There's many that want that. They want that walk with God. They want that relationship with God. But they haven't learned to be dependent totally on God as the lily was. Amen. It would drink in the sunshine, fill itself up with the moisture that come into the earth, and not worry, not spin, not toil, just be productive. The red variety was often referred to as the Rose of Sharon. Many of the Old Testament people, it was a lily, but it was called the Rose of Sharon because of its bright crimson color of red. It just shone forth the beauty of Christ. When have you had somebody approach you and say, you must be a Christian? You know, there's something about you. And it's not because you're wearing a WWJD bracelet. I got a fish hanging around your neck. Which is all good, that's fine. But it's because you're just glowing. What are you so happy about? I'm just a spiritual lily. Glory to God. Well, you don't look like a lily, but I am. I've been born again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I've learned to be dependent on God. All he asked me to do is grow and put off a sweet smell. And that ladder's hard for me. Amen. Glory to God. But I want to put off a sweet smelling savor to Christ. May not smell good to you, but I want to smell good to Christ. Amen. I want him to be pleased with me. I want him to say, that's one of mine. Don't want to be a part-time Christian. Amen. I don't want to try to serve God and man and mammon at the same time. I don't want to try to serve God in material things. I want to be sold out to serving God and serving Christ. Jesus' message was that God would supply all that the lily would need. The lily would grow, be beautiful, and sweet-smelling, even in the valleys, even among thorns. So many times we're saying, God move the thorns. No, just grow. Grow beyond the thorns. Grow in spite of the thorns. Grow in spite of problems. Grow in spite of issues. Let that make your prayer life be stronger, not weaker. Some people try to pray less when turmoil and all is in their life. No, those are the times you really need to pray and be sold out to God. And know that He will make a way. Don't worry. Don't be anxious. Don't be concerned about how you're going to make it in this world. If you're truly serving God, as the Bible said, it said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. Everything that you'll ever need. You just be a lily. You just be a spiritual lily. Amen. Consider them. Consider what they do. Look it up. Read about the characteristics of a lily. And it's so parallel, so similar to what Christ asked us to be. And you know what? Christ is not asking us any major things that we have to do. He just said to be dependent on me. Just love me. Just serve me. Amen. Be sold out to me. Put Him first. God doesn't say, you know, you don't have to have anything else in your life. He just says, put me first. Put Him first over everything else in your life. Be dependent on Him and know and understand. Let me read again. He says, therefore, I say unto you, take no thought. Boy, when that hit me, take no thought. Amen. Because many times I spent a lot of thought on my life. What you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat and the body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into the barns. I've had an opportunity to spend quite a bit of time in the woods. And you know, there's all kind of these little birds and things that fly around. And all, you know, and I've never seen three or four of them get together and start saying, man, I just don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to be making it through the day. I can't find a seed nowhere. I haven't heard that. And the squirrels. There's happy people in the world. They remind me of Brother Smurf. They just bouncing around, just not a lot of care in this world. Right. I've never seen three or four squirrels say, man, I don't know what I'm going to do. I've eaten all the nuts I had stored up for last year, and I just don't know what I'm going to do. They're getting out of me and bringing more nuts. They know. And God takes care. How much more does He love us? How much more is He concerned about us than the lilies of the field, than the birds of the air? They sow not, neither do they reap, nor they gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? We are in His eyes, as Sister Penny said. Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto His stature? And why take thought for raiment? Why be anxious for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field. How they grow, they toil not, they spin not. And finally, Jesus said, and you know, you got to read about Solomon and his costly array and how that the raiment and all that he wears. And Jesus said, yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. How'd you get so beautiful? Being dependent on God. Amen. And you will be beautiful in the sight of God. Just be that person that depends on Him. Don't worry. Don't be anxious. Don't be stressed out. God doesn't want us to live a life of stress and anxiety. And He wants us to be totally dependent on Him. Trust in Him each and every day. Don't worry about tomorrow. Amen. You may be in heaven tomorrow. I don't know. There's no telling. But if we're here, God will make a way. He will. God bless you. I love you. Try to incorporate that into your lifestyle this coming year. This is not a New Year's resolution. I don't adhere to resolutions. I just adhere to say, Lord, I just want to trust You. Whatever You have in store for me this year, I want to be obedient and submissive to You. But God, I just want to be a spiritual lily for You. Rain on me, let the sun shine, and let me do what You would have me to do. God bless you. Would you stand? Every head bowed, every eye closed. As I said at the beginning of this message, it's a little different. This is what God gave me. I hope and pray that it'll be a blessing to some. If not, God certainly got my attention with it. But this is also an altar. Amen. And if you have a need this morning, bring it to the altar. If you have a situation in your life that you need help with and you want the church to pray with you, then come to the altar right now. We'll pray with you. Is there one this morning? While every head is bowed, every eye is closed. Hallelujah. Then may God bless you, enrich you, and be that very being that supplies your needs if you trust in Him. Have a blessed and glorious day. Brother Jim, would you come? Dismiss us with a word of prayer.
Let's give the Lord a hand clap for prayer. Oh, hallelujah. Powerful, powerful. Consider the lilies. It's good to see each and every one of you this morning. I hope this, the Lord's word, is, as we hear it and it's broken down, that it just enriches each and every one of us. All hearts and minds clear. Praise the Lord. Well, y'all have a wonderful day. Don't forget our service tonight at 6 and our Wednesday night service also. We just invite each and every one of you. Look forward to just to seeing you, and just keep in prayer and mindful of all the prayers that have gone forth. Praise God. All righty. With this prayer, I hear, that's what I kept looking for. Choir practice at 5 o'clock today. Praise the Lord. With this prayer, we'll be dismissed. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise you. Dear Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your many blessings.